From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
February 2021 turns out to be the month for a planned coup in Myanmar. The country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, was detained by the Myanmar military. The detention was based on allegation that Aung San Suu Kyi had illegally purchased radio communication which was discovered by the military during a search of Aung San Suu Kyi's house. Some democracy activists in Myanmar argued that the military coup that took place on Monday is one of the strategies of the top military leader, General Min Aung Hlaing, so that he can remain in power after retiring from military service in July 2021. King Omar, a veteran democracy and human rights activist in Myanmar, at a press conference with the Asian Parliamentarians for Human Rights on Tuesday, perceived that the military coup was carried out not because of general elections fraud in the November 8, 2020. According to Kin Omar, General Min Aung Hlaing's reasons for a coup against a democratically elected government in Myanmar is that he wants to maintain his position in the military. This is to secure business networks within the military that involve the families of high-ranking officers and their business partners. Interestingly, although the majority of the community disagrees with this coup, Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar see it as something grateful. Suki is considered to have ignored the torture experienced by the Rohingya Muslim community. She is considered to have tolerated and taken side with what they call genocide against Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. Meanwhile, the US and a number of Western countries reacted by pressing the Myanmar military to release a number of government officials, including de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi. White House spokesman Jen Psaki said that U.S. urged the military and all other parties to comply with democratic norms and rule of law and release those detained. The international community, including Indonesia and Singapore, have criticized what happened in Myanmar and hope that all parties would exercise restraint. So far, the location whereabouts Suu Kyi is detained has not been officially published by the Myanmar military. But in fact, after Suu Kyi detentions, there was a massive cabinet reshuffle by the new ruler and 24 ministerial seats were replaced. Seeing what Suu Kyi experienced and the pace of democracy efforts in Myanmar is like seeing a thick fog that is difficult to predict. In 2015, Suu Kyi became the de facto leader, a position that made her unable to touch and control the Myanmar military, which eventually became her rivals in her leaderships. In 2015, there was a shift in global perceptions of Suu Kyi, who had previously become an icon of democracy and human rights. The military's crackdown and brutality against the Rohingya minority in Rakhine State has been criticized by many countries. About 1 million Rohingyas have been forced to flee from the military by taking refugees in Bangladesh or other countries, including in Indonesia, without adequate provisions. Unfortunately, Suu Kyi defended the military action as part of a counter-terrorism operation and asked the court to drop the case. Although there are many international parties that condemn the coup action in Myanmar at this time, it seems that support for Suu Kyi is not the same as before. Still, of course, all parties hope that democracy in Myanmar can continue to develop and Suu Kyi will receive protections and justice. That was commentary.
Oh,
first event in today in history on February 5, 1933, the 7th Province Ship Incident occurred. The 7th Province Ship Incident was a rebellion aboard the ship of HNLMSDE, 7th Provincial, belonging to Dutch Marine in Sumatra offshore. The rebellion happened because of the decision to reduce 17% of the Dutch Indies government employees' wages. That decision was rejected by many European, Indonesian and Eurasians employees under the government of Dutch Indies. The rebellion ended with the 7th Province ship being bombed by Dutch aircraft. Next, on February 5, 1947, Islamic Students Association was established. Islamic Students Association, or HMI, is an Indonesian students' organization. It was initiated by Islamic Academy students named Lafran Pane and his 14 friends. Some saw the existing Yogyakarta Students' Union did not pay enough attention to the interests of students who upheld Islamic values. Therefore, religious aspiration became a strong reason to establish an Islamic students' organization. Last on February 5, 1971, Apollo 14 landed on the moon. Apollo 14, the 8th manned outer space mission of the U.S. Apollo program, was the third spacecraft to land on the moon. The crews of Apollo 14 were Commander Alan Shepard, Command Module Pilot Stuart Rosa, and Lunar Module Pilot Edgar Mitchell. Apollo 14 was launched on January 31, 1971 and landed on February 5th. One of the notable moments was when Shepard hit two golf balls on the moon's surface. The team returned to the Earth by safely landing in the Pacific Ocean on February 9th.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. Indonesiaku, takut untuk menantiku masa depan yang indah bersamamu.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about Japan and Indonesia Maritime and Fishery Ministry join hands in developing Integrated Maritime and Fishery Center. Japan, through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, granted funding worth 704 billion rupiahs for the Integrated Maritime and Fisheries Center in six outer islands of Indonesia. The six regions are Natuna, Morotai, Sabang, Saumlaki, Moa, and Biak. Maritime and Fisheries Ministry Secretary General Antam Novambar, in a grant agreement signing for the second stage of outer small island programs in Jakarta, said that the grant was without any bond. It means it does not need to be paid in installment like a loan, and it was transferred directly to the Maritime and Fishery Ministry. Antam explained the Integrated Maritime and Fishery Center is aimed to increase the community's fish-based local economy. Antam said in the first stage of the grant, many achievements had been made, such as procurement of management consultant, planning consultant, monitoring consultant, environment consultant, contractor, as well as the construction of a fish port and market in Biak. The second stage is expected to finish in 2024. Antam then hoped the development process in six integrated maritime and fisheries centers can be realized with accountability and give sustainable benefits for people and the country. Meanwhile, head of JICA Indonesian representative Shigenori Ogawa said the grant program aims to support the local fishery industry growth. Later, Shigenori Ogawa said small-scale fishermen can use the fishing seaport that has cold storage and ice production facilities. This initiative is expected to contribute to local fishery industry stimulation and to increase the living standards of the coastal community through higher added value in fishery products and better distribution outside the island.
Take it or leave it, cause it's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of fronting. You're no healer. You think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore. Thank you. it's not your intention. Where were you when I'm crying? Just take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. I'm gonna take a chance, take that chance for me.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
The tourist destination of Kalipuso River Moon is located in the northern area of Klaten downtown, exactly in Karanglo, Polanharjo, Klaten, Central Java. To reach the tourism location is quite easy. It takes only 30 minutes from Klaten downtown by motorcycle. You can follow a river with clear water for 2 kilometers at the Kalipuso tourism attraction. There are two types of entrance ticket prices for rafting, namely, for beginners more or less 300 meters distance is 15,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per person, and for distance of 2 kilometers price at 40,000 rupiah per person.In the river which has water directly from the spring of Mount Merapi, you can follow the clarity of the river water using tires and you are guided by professional tour guides. Besides getting security facilities, you will also get drinking water, snacks, and a pickup car.
In addition to providing Kalipusur River tubing tour, River Moon Kalipusur also provides outbound, camping, and fun game facilities. Even this tourism location is often used as a venue to hold wedding receptions. It also provides various facilities, which consists of a gazebo, an outbound area, a bathroom, a camping area, skill games area, catering, as well as top instructors. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder.
Just listen to the third pop song, and for next segment we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
With the experience of seeing the processing of shrimp shell waste, Erlangga University students have innovated hand sanitizer products from shrimp shell waste. One of the team members, Arif Rubiana, explained that the idea for innovation came from his experience during the fieldwork practices in Thailand. At the time, he took the topic of research on chitosan from shrimp shell waste. By utilizing shrimp shell waste, this product is claimed to be more environmentally friendly. In addition, chitosan is organic and it does not contain proteins that can cause allergies. Chitosan is a derived biopolymer compound that is organic in nature. The reductive compounds that come protein cetacean, demineralization cetacean, and deacetylation of cetin, which are found in marine animals such as shrimp and crabs. Because the work on the innovation concept is carried out online, Arif admits that the innovation still needs further development to explore its effectiveness and packaging that must be eco-friendly. The innovation has made the second winner at the national level in product innovation competition category for the 2020 Student Creativity and Innovation Festival, Khairun Ternate University. That was Miss Leni.
Jatuh cinta.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I am going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Karang Hawu, to be sung by Santi featuring Anjar and Galuh. This song tells the story of two people who loyally promise each other on the beach of Karang Hawu in Pelabuhan Ratu Sukabumi, West Java. The memories will be shared with their children and grandchildren later. Here is Santi, Anjar and Galuh with the song entitled Karang Hawu.
Bebende di gigiren rema panangan Kelapa. coba merenungi tentang jalan hidupku. Kulangkahkan kakiku dan menyimak sebuah arti kehidupan. Hati selalu
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.